You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
From the LiveX studios in New York City, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Packer Transplants Live. I am Aaron Nagler, and I am joined, as always, by my partner here at Cheesehead TV, Mr. Corey Banky. I am coming to you live from the LiveX studios in New York City. Corey joins us live from Green Bay, across the street from Lambeau Field, and we are ready to talk some Packers. What do we have on tap today, Corey?
Today, we'll get ready for the 2021 regular season. Woo! Preview all 2.5 phases of the Green Bay Packers team and take our usual spin around the blogosphere. But right now, it's time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. We got the good. We got
a healthy football team.
We got the bad. We got
Jordan Love missing time in the preseason.
We got the ugly. We got
the weather in Jacksonville. Gross. Corey Banky, we're back. What's going on, buddy? How's Green Bay treating
happened?
You?
What happened?
Apparently, we had an off season. I don't know. There was a thing. The Packers lost the NFC Championship game, and then I blacked out for months and months and months. The gloves are back, baby.
Yeah.
How you doing there, Banky? How
good.
You feeling?
I'm good. You know.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Where do I turn in my receipts for all of the time that I spent on the Aaron Rodgers saga this season?
Right.
Is there somewhere that I can go to, like, get my per diem, get my parking validated, you know, reimbursement?
So what you're saying is the Aaron Rodgers drama from the offseason took up space in your head throughout the months and months it stretched on this offseason?
Not just in my head, in the Patreon chats and the never-ending, you know, milquetoast of tweeting happening.
I love it.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
a lot of things happening.
A lot of things happening. But before we continue, I gotta entreat you to turn around and wave at Coach. It's our tradition. We gotta say hi to Coach.
Coach, how's it going, buddy?
There you go, Matt LaFleur. I know you're watching, so hello.
You know.
Hope you're doing well. Go kick the Saints' ass. So, you ready for some Packers news? Packers news.
Yes.
You ready, Corey?
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers is back for a last dance, people. We went the whole offseason. We dealt with all the nonsense. We dealt with all the drama. And we're back to where we probably were the moment he stepped off the football field in January. Aaron Rodgers back in the green and gold. Ready for... That's right. I wore it. That's right. The last dance, baby. Check that out. That's right. The last dance is here. Obviously, all year to talk about whether this is indeed Aaron's last season in Green Bay. Who knows how that plays out. But it's just great that Aaron Rodgers is here and ready to pilot this team to a Super Bowl victory. You know what else is great, Corey? You know what else is fantastic?
What?
Trading for punters. The Packers traded for Corey Bohorquez. I'm sure I butchered that, but he did say the J is like an H. So that's how I'm saying it. I care, Corey.
Nobody cares.
Hey, well, you're going to care, too, when he hits a 50-yard bomb in the cold of December in Lambeau Field. You are going to be caring, sir.
No. Okay. Slow. A lot to unpack in that statement, Nagler, but we're going to choose not to. We're going to choose
go
a different
at it,
airline.
Betty. Come on now.
No, you know, here's
this is
the thing,
a good
like,
thing. This is improving the roster. This is improving special teams. This is a good development.
At the detriment of draft picks.
A draft pick. You basically switched 6th and 7th round picks. Those are throwaway anyway.
Okay, that's not true.
Oh,
but,
boy, here we go.
You know, we took Donald Driver with the 7th round
there
pick.
There it is. There it is. Yes, and Tom Brady was a 6th round pick. And there are but 4 billion other dudes who did nothing in the league.
If your strategy is draft and develop, you need to have draft picks.
Yes, and they have
one of the requirements
of them.
It's like having ammo in your gun.
Right.
You don't shoot the ammo on things that don't help you aim better. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. But you also want good football players, and you don't want guys who are going to be a detriment to your
have we gotten a good football player, or did we just get a punter?
We got a punter.
Somebody.
A good punter. I'm down with that. All right.
Well, I think that anytime anybody talks about a punter, there should be a trigger warning.
In this world of trigger warnings that we're living in, yeah, punters are definitely a trigger warning
hey,
for you.
If we're going to have trigger warnings everywhere else, yep. Let's just put them there.
Yeah, I feel you.
Corey, I'm about to talk about a punter.
That's
you need
the trigger
to
warning.
Close your ears.
I like it. I like it. Okay, we'll get on to more, I guess, pressing matters, including Za'Darius Smith practicing both Monday.
Nice.
And
like
they had
it.
Off on
like
Tuesday.
It.
And he was out there again doing individual stuff today. We got our first injury report of the year, Corey. Only three dudes are on it. Za'Darius is one of them, and he's at least listed as a limited participant. So still dealing with that back injury. We'll see how it progresses throughout the week, but fingers crossed, maybe he'll be out there against the New Orleans Saints, although I tend to doubt it still. But it's encouraging. It's encouraging that he was out there.
I want to see it.
Because last time he practiced on August 16th, we didn't see him again for weeks. Now he practiced on Monday, and he practiced again today. Hopefully that continues throughout the week. That's a good thing. Finally, Packers news. Charles Woodson and Al Harris finally enter the Packers Hall of Fame. Congrats to both of them. I mean, you cannot say enough about what both of those gentlemen did as members of the Green and Gold. Obviously, it's so funny, the last kind of two or three times they had to push this thing back, first a couple times because of COVID, next because of a scheduling issue. They finally go in. I have not heard dreadlocks flowing in his wake as many times as I have over the course of the past 3 weeks as Packers fans got excited about this. Love Al being in there. And, of course, Charles Woodson, Defensive Player of the Year in 2009, helped bring a Lombardi Trophy back to Lambeau. I'm not going to say it's overdue, but I'm just glad both of them are recognized by the franchise for what was truly, truly two great careers for the Green Bay Packers. All right, Corey. You ready to
talk? I definitely agree with that. I'm a little bit excited about the fact that you can buy his bourbon now. You can buy the whiskey around Wisconsin.
Is it available now?
Signed the deal. Yeah, it's available in like a bunch of places. I got to go get it.
I love it.
Little known story. I got to see Charles Woodson on the plane ride out of Green Bay, so that was exciting. I did not say hi to him. I did not fanboy out. I was proud of myself.
Yeah, you didn't say hi. I'm Corey Banky. I'm co-founder of Cheesehead TV.
Nope.
And
I just I did the sneaky stalker thing, you know, like checking out what he was doing. Like,
you noted he was on the plane, but at least you didn't like try and get a selfie or try and like sneak a shot or anything like that.
Nope.
That's good.
I saw him from security on. He had his bourbon shirt on. I was like, oh, and I could tell even with the mask on. I'm like, okay,
nice.
Charles Woodson's on this plane. All right. And then on the plane ride back, I saw Mercedes Lewis. I mean, Green Bay.
You're just like,
okay,
flying with
Green
the
Bay
stars
is the
over there.
Okay, here's the thing. Green Bay is the Hollywood of the Midwest. Like, don't get it twisted, okay?
To me, Chicago.
Okay, how many other airports?
Not Minneapolis,
literally, you know what's funny is I've seen David Bakhtiari at the airport.
Right.
I've literally seen almost every Green Bay Packer at the airport. Like, if I go to the airport and I don't see a Green Bay Packer, I'm like,
what's going on with life?
What's going on? What happened to the Hollywood of the Midwest?
I love it. I love it. I would suspect that most people probably outside of the state of Wisconsin wouldn't consider that very Hollywood-like, but I understand. I understand the sentiment.
I mean, but here's the thing, Nagler. I mean, people in Milwaukee and Madison don't think Green Bay's the best city in Wisconsin, but, you know, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. So, you know, what are you going
to
do?
Shout out to all our viewers and listeners in Milwaukee and Madison. Let's talk about the offense, Corey. Let's talk about Elgton Jenkins getting this start at left tackle. This kid is going to make so much money. And look, the Saints front is no joke. He's got a stiff test right out the gate. There's no doubt about it. But it's weird how David Bakhtiari obviously goes on PUP. He's out for at least 6 weeks. Oh, it's okay. We've got Elgton Jenkins. He can play anywhere. Put him at left tackle. Like, what an insane luxury that is. I mean, it's so weird how it's almost like, I want to say taken for granted, because that obviously the season hasn't even started yet. But he was been playing there the entirety of camp, has looked phenomenal. No one could beat him pretty much all camp long. And I don't expect, like, of course he's going to, you know, there are going to be moments where he's going to give up a pressure here and there. But I do expect him to go up and play at a high level. And it's kind of, I'm kind of keep stopping myself and thinking, wait a second, like, that's left tackle. That's the premier position along the offensive line. And they just have this guard who can just go over there and do it. That's just
crazy.
I mean, that is absolutely insane. I hope he balls out and makes a ton of money, because that is going to make things really interesting for the Packers next year when they're already dealing with a monster situation when it comes to the cap. Now they're going to have this young buck who can play all five spots. Oh, and he can play at a high level at left tackle. You've already just paid David Bakhtiari. Man, I do not envy Russ Ball in that regard.
Hey, he's going to have that. He's going to have that 23 broadcast money. So who cares? Come on.
Great point. Great point.
He's going to have double. He's going to have a. He's going to have a double cap. They're just going to double
cap.
It.
It's going to explode. Give record setting contracts to all your tackles. I like it. I'm down with that. Next up is your favorite, Josiah DeGuara. I know you're a huge fan. Mm. You teased me during rehearsal because I'm always talking about him, and he has done very little so far. Obviously, got hurt in that Atlanta game last year. You saw the sprinkling of potential in that Minnesota game. I'm telling you, Corey, I'm telling you. We've talked, we being the collective public, have talked a lot about Devontae Adams, heard a lot about the running back duo of Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. Kylan Hill made some waves in preseason. Obviously, MVS, Alan Lazard, the tight ends. You talk about Tonyan and the huge year he had. Josiah DeGuara is the X factor, man. I'm telling you. You just wait. I expect him to have two or three plays where, you know, they go to him in a spot where maybe you're not expecting it. Maybe they utilize him in a way that gets him released downfield in the flat, on a wheel route, what have you. I think Josiah DeGuara is going to jump up and surprise some people. Maybe not you and I, Packers fans in general. But, you know, interested observers who maybe aren't Packers fans are going to be like, who's this kid? Just you wait. I'm waiting for it.
Hey, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. I felt about Josiah DeGuara the same way I feel about T.J. Slayton this year.
There you go.
So hopefully the same thing doesn't happen. But because I really feel like we're in deja vu here as Packer fans. We're like, okay, rookie, okay.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Let's go. Let's do this. But here's the thing. I know you love them tight ends, okay? What's not to love? But let's not forget about, like,
true.
Okay, here's the crazy thing, right? I was talking with Ramage about this on his show last week.
Matt Ramage, star of the internet? He's a huge star, man. You've been on his show twice.
He said this, okay? And I love this, okay? I love how NFL Network, I love how somehow, okay?
Right.
Since January, okay, since the, you know, offense of the Green Bay Packers sputtered there for those three possessions that we will not name.
Nope.
Somehow, the greatest offense in the NFL, somehow, okay, still have the quarterback they have, still having the starting tight end, still having the starting wide receiver, still having basically the line minus one David Bakhtiari, who, you know, arguably was the reason we didn't win the NFC Championship. Let's not talk about it.
Right.
We still got all of those pieces, right? Mm-hmm. What pieces are missing? What pieces? Oh, okay, Jamal Williams, okay? And we replaced him with A.J. Dillon. Did you see A.J. Dillon in preseason? But somehow we've reached this moment on September 8th, 2021, year of our Lord, where the Green Bay Packers are an underrated offense? No. How does this work? Somehow, we don't have the narratives that are being, like, tried to be thread and woven right now. It's as if we're not here. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
it's like they think they can just reset and you turn around and we're not actually here. We're just going to take the drivel and we're going to eat it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's why we have shows like this, Corey, because we can speak the truth. I think it's funny. The thing I keep noticing is suddenly, remember how last summer it was all about the Packers' weapons and how they had none? It was, they've got Devontae Adams and that's it. And, Aaron Jones is pretty good, but that was about it when the narrative merchants in the national media talked about the weapons in Green Bay or a lack thereof. Now, all of a sudden, after they are the number one offense in the league, all of a sudden, every time national people start talking about the Packers, they, of course, lead with Devontae Adams.
Yep.
The Packers' weapons, headed by Devontae Adams, and an underrated or underappreciated supporting cast. It's not they don't have any weapons. Now it's they're underrated. Or who's doing the rating? You guys. You're the ones underrating MVS. You're the ones underrating Robert Tonyan. I've never seen a tight end have the year statistically that Robert Tonyan had last year and be a complete afterthought that next offseason, which Tonyan absolutely has been. It's
so
crazy
true.
To me. So
well, that's
you know,
what I was just about to say. Like we have a okay. Even if you want okay, take if I'm going to take the homer out. Okay, so just I want you to judge me right based on my homerishness.
All right,
right.
Homer meter engaged.
So, homer meter. Tell me how bad my homer meter
all right,
is. So
I got you.
We have a top three quarterback.
Correct.
We have a top three starting tight end.
Correct.
We have a top three wide receiver.
Correct. Top two, not two.
We have a top three running back.
Correct.
We have a top three offensive line.
The homer meter's going off a little bit there, only because there's a lot
because
of talent.
Because Bakhtiari's out.
David Bakhtiari is out. There's a lot of talent, but it's untested and unproven. There's potential.
Yeah. And
but that
yeah,
is
yeah,
the question
you,
mark, right?
Okay. Okay.
But other than that, you're pretty spot on.
Now, I would say 1-1-1-1-1. I would be like 1-1-1-1-1,
right,
and you
right.
really hear the homer. But
right,
I'm like, okay, so it's like, so where's the underrated come in? Because, like, I don't know.
Well,
this offense
it's just because,
be
like, we can't turn around and say we're wrong as national pundits. Oh, wait, I was completely wrong about MVS, Alan Lazard, Robert Tonyan, A.J. Dillon even. You know, we were completely wrong. Everyone gave the Packers crap for drafting A.J. Dillon in the second round. Now, here he is, ready to step in and be a major contributor. We saw a preview of what's to come in that game against Tennessee in the snow, where he's absolutely trucking fools in Lambeau, just like they wanted him to. But for some reason, you know, the Packers don't have any weapons, blah, blah, blah. Turns into, oh, it's a very underrated group. Yeah, underrated by you. Don't ever forget it. That's what drives me nuts. Drives me nuts. Should we talk about the defense, Corey? I know Brandy's here. Brandy can get up in arms about the defense. That's always fun.
Do we know anything about the defense? That's really my biggest question.
That's a great question. That is a great question. We don't know
Joe
much.
Joe Barry, question mark.
Okay, right? I mean, ultimately.
Zadarius. Normally, you can just be like, Zadarius, lock him in, question mark.
Right.
Preston Smith, question mark.
I mean, to me, you know, everything we saw this summer was basically installs. And then we saw lots of vanilla in the preseason. We haven't seen any down and distance kind of game planning, any realistic kind of how Joe Barry will call a game. We saw, you know, obviously different calls and hell, we saw a couple of blown coverages in the preseason, but those tons of guys who aren't even on the team anymore for the most part. So we don't have much of an idea, right? And I know Matt talked about today in his press conference about, I want guys flying to the ball, all 11 hats on the ball, blah, 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 aggressive, whatever. I'm all for it, but I have no idea if that is going to materialize starting on Sunday or if this is going to be, as it usually is when you bring in a new coordinator, a bit of a work in progress, trying to work up to what you imagine the standard to be. I mean, obviously the great kind of luxury the Packers have is that they have Aaron Rodgers in this offense. They're going to score a boatload of points. So, in that regard, yeah, maybe they can afford to have some growing pains early in the season. But, man, they can't afford, you know, last year, what did it take until that Colts game for them to finally kind of start to gel? I mean, they can't wait that long. They can't do it. So I'm hoping Matt, you know, has brought in his guy. Joe is definitely his guy to run this defense. I think it's a great mystery. I mean, can it be better? Does it need to be? That's the other thing. Like, I think the defense they had last year, obviously, you point to the Kevin King play in the NFC Championship game, point to a few others, say dropped interceptions, but they made
a
bunch of interceptions in the second half to put them in position.
I mean, here's the thing. Okay, here's the thing.
They were good enough last year to win a title. They were.
I know, but here's the thing, right? Okay, put your Homer hat on for a second.
Homer hat engaged.
If you have your Homer hat on and you're like, let me think about the Packers defense right now last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to be like, you know what? I bet if you were like prognosticating of where they ranked defensively, you'd probably be like, you know what? I bet they ranked like 15th.
You mean
but they didn't
going into the year, right?
No, just like at the end of the year, right? If I'm like just my homer hat's on and I'm like, oh, I wish the defense was better. I think we kind of the way it ended and everything. For me, right. I was like, oh, I think they were like 15th. But they weren't. They were actually a lot better.
They were ninth. That's right. They were in the top 10.
Which is crazy. Just barely. That's crazy, right? So now I'm like, you know what? Okay, if they were ninth, you just want that like 0.5. You just want to get up to that like, you know, be climbing towards eight, right? Just get the turnover stats a little higher.
That's my point. That's the thing.
Just
if they play better at the start of the year, that probably materializes.
Yeah, the median goes, yep.
And they probably are playing better ball. So, yeah.
So what you're trying to say is even though they ended up ninth, you think they were actually playing as like a top five defense by the end of the year?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'll go. I'll give you eight or seven. How about that? But top five is maybe pushing it. But all that matters is they were good enough to win a title with that team, with that offense.
Yeah, of course.
That's basically the baseline this year. They can't go backwards. If they do, that does not reflect well on Matt. And that's the other thing. You know, we had our problems with Mike Pettine, no question about it. The Packer man is living to tell the tale of many torn limbs from off coverage on third and three. But, you know, they played well down the stretch. They definitely improved as the year went on. If you hire Joe Barry and he comes in here and the defense takes a step back overall from where Mike Pettine had them, it does not reflect well on that at all.
But realistically, though, how can it not, right?
How do you mean?
How can it not go a little bit back? You know what I'm saying?
Well, to start, yeah, maybe because it's a new scheme and there's issues with communication, what have you, or hopefully maybe they've simplified things because Mike had a crazy substitution pattern issue, blah, blah, blah. You're hoping, yeah, it's simplified, whatever. But traditionally, throughout the history of the league, when you bring in a new coordinator and bring in a new scheme, it does take weeks, if not months, for it to gel.
That's what I'm saying.
So, ooh, I don't know, man. It's hard. It's a hard sell for a team that was on the precipice of a championship 2 years in a row with one guy. Now you've made the switch, and I get it. I get why the switch was made. But, man, pressure's on. That's all I'm saying. Pressure is definitely on. You want to talk about pressure, by the way? How about Kevin King? I mean, this kid, he's going to be targeted starting on Sunday, but all year long. You think about Jaire Alexander last year, basically erasing guys on one side of the field. And Kevin King can't come up with one interception all year long? He is going to be a target right out of the gate. I have zero question that Sean Payton will go at him early and often in this Saints game. He has got to make most of this opportunity because if he puts it out there on tape on week one, look, I'm picking right up where I left off last year, it is going to get late real early. And the Packers are going to be hoping Eric Stokes is ready for prime time. I'm all for Kevin and his redemption tour and the possibility of that. But holy smokes, that he is going up against a really good offensive play caller and game planner in Sean Payton, who will undoubtedly, if not unmercilessly, go after him on Sunday. So I just hope he makes a play or two to give people pause and think, okay, well, maybe we need to spread out our attack a little bit because goodness knows last year that resistance that we were looking for never really materialized.
I mean, yeah, Kevin King's one of those guys, unfortunately, that all the guys who are just like really negative fans love to hate on.
They love to hate on. Well, and some of that goes back
to the
TJ Watt thing, right? Because the Packers took him instead of Watt. So you inevitably, if you look down someone's timeline when they're bitching about Kevin King, if you search TJ Watt and their handle, you will see them bitching about the Packers not taking TJ Watt. Like
that's a funny Venn diagram.
That's a Venn diagram. Yes, yeah. No doubt.
that's a logic statement. Do you hate Kevin King? Do you like TJ Watt? Inverted.
Here they come and here they meet. Absolutely. Thank you. By the way, I want to give a shout out to everybody in the chat, both on YouTube and Facebook. We are seeing your comments. Thank you so much. We will get to them at the end of the show. Always appreciate the super chats, the comments both on YouTube and Facebook. Thank you so much for joining us live. Corey, it's good to be back, buddy. Look at us talking football. It's been a while.
What's going on?
I mean,
it's been a while, but, you know, Preseason was fun.
Wait.
I have to say.
Say that again?
Preseason was fun. I'm glad it's over.
Yeah, there you go. But it was fun. There you go. Yes.
I'm glad it's over, but it's like there's the thing about training camp, and I think Wisconsin lends itself to training camp better than almost any other locale in the country.
Right.
Because it's just such a beautiful time, and, you know, it's just – it's so fresh and clean. I love it.
Yes.
Like, it's just – it's new. It's like everything else. It's like when you it's like when you wash your sheets and you, like, first sleep in your bed, and you're just like, ah.
That's really
good. I just want to wake up and be like, oh, it's so great, you know? And, you know, and then you're like – then you get to the third preseason game, and you're like, what am I watching?
I'm watching practice. I'm watching dudes
like
who
you get
will
all Allen Iverson on it. Yeah, right. You're like, I'm watching a bunch of guys that are gonna get cut, like 20 guys that are gonna get cut. I'm watching. Why? Why am I watching this?
Because you're a Packers fan. I mean, I know you know.
No, I know, but it's just funny. It's funny. It's this funny thing, and then that whole third game and fourth game gets you right into the season because you're like, oh my god, please, this needs.
I'm just jonesing for it even harder now because it's so close. Exactly. You know what? Talking about defense, getting back on script, this Heflin kid.
That's no fun.
I am all about it. I mean, I know in the spring I was that was my guy. I was like rooting for him, and he has made the 53 now. Can I just – this guy, trash can full of dirt, I mean, I think he could potentially help. I really do. Okay. All offseason, what we talk about – help for Kenny. Get Kenny some help. We had Kenny on the draft show, and we were like, let's get Kenny some help. And obviously, TJ Slayton gets a lot of the kind of ink, if you will, the pixels in this modern age. And for good reason. I think TJ had a good camp and a good preseason. But, man, this Heflin kid. Jeremy, roll this first clip. I love this play so much, where he recognizes almost like a beat into his rush. There's the screen. Like, in years past, that's a 20-yard gain. Heflin's recognition here is so good. I love it. It's a thing of beauty. And I understand people out there saying, well, that's great, but, you know, a screen is maybe two or three plays a game, if that. Well, how's he stack up against the run, right? Show this other play, Jeremy, because I love how he holds up against a double team. He's a little high here, but look at him take on this double team. Are you kidding me? Basically dictates where the back can go and then is in on the tackle. Look, those are only two plays. He's going to take his lumps throughout the year, but I think he can help. I'm really excited for him. Who knows? He might not even dress on Sunday for all we know, but I think long term, this season going forward, I really think this kid can help. And I'm really excited to see both him and TJ Slayton on early downs so they can get the Smiths, Rashawn Gary, Kenny Clark after the quarterback on passing games.
Yeah. While we're here, though, like, one of the places on the defense where I'm still confused, Nagler. I need your help.
Yeah.
So
here to help.
Do we even care about linebackers? Like, do we realize, like, does Brian and Russ and Mark?
Right.
Like, wasn't Mark like a linebacker? Well, you know, he was a safety. Wasn't he?
He was a safety.
So, like, do we even care about linebackers? Like, do the Packers even care about linebackers? That's really my question.
I mean, of course they do. It's all relative to value, right? And what your input and your ROI is. And in their estimation, and I'll never forget Elliot Wolf at a presser once said, and I'm paraphrasing, but he was like, I think somebody asked about the value of the inside backer position, and he said it was very clear that you guys, meaning the media and the public, value inside backer a lot more than we do. Now, obviously, this was back when Ted was in the building. Very different scheme, very different, the whole different circumstance. But it would appear that Brian and company are pretty similar in that regard. Now, you look at the scheme they're running this year. You go back to basically the Rams defense last year. They didn't have some all-stars in the middle there. I'm not going to say they were a bunch of jabronis, but it wasn't like they were like top-flight dudes at the inside backer position, right? I think Barnes and Campbell can do more than enough to do everything they wanted to get done on defense. Are they going to be, you know, Fred Warner? No, of course not. Are they going to be, you know, some superstar on the inside? No. I don't think they have the upside athletically for that. But I think they're more than capable of helping this defense get where we want it to be, which is a championship level, right? Campbell in particular, I think there's no doubt in my mind that he is an improvement from what we saw from Kirksey, maybe even from Martinez. I mean, I know Blake was incredibly productive his time in Green Bay, and Barnes has pretty much taken over that role, although, again, it's a different scheme. But I think that combination, yeah, there's more than enough talent there, and there's more than enough upside for them to be a very good defense with those guys in the middle. Now, that said, they got to produce, and if one of them or both of them get injured, it's going to be Yikesville. You're asking Ty Summers and Oren Burks to man the store. But, you know, that's nature of the NFL, right? You can't have ultimate depth at every single position. You don't have an Elgton Jenkins at every single depth chart. So do they care? Do they not care about linebackers? Of course they care, but only relative to the fact that they care about other premium positions a whole hell of a lot more, and I think they're smart to do that. They value corners, they value pass rushers, they value tackles.
Is one of those premium positions punter?
Why? Because they flipped 6th and 7th round picks to really dramatically improve at the position?
Did they dramatically improve?
They did. You're going to start to find out on Sunday, buddy.
So what are we calling this guy?
I think he's got to play a game first.
What's his nickname?
He's got to earn a nickname. You got to earn it.
Weapon didn't earn his nickname.
Well, he did because that first game, he had that 63-yard punt that basically won them the game against the Bears. He was a weapon.
Oh, come on.
Remember, we all started talking. He's a weapon. That's how he got it.
It didn't win them the game.
It went a long way in helping them win that game. So,
oh Lord,
we'll let Corey get out on the field and let himself earn a nickname. You don't want to force one out there.
I feel like we should start thinking about it though.
Well, definitely. Okay. Well, maybe solicit folks in the chat to come up with nicknames for the Packers' new punter. Okay, Banky, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's do it.
This week in the Packer Blogosphere!
That's right! This week in the Packer Blogosphere, the return of that venerable series. And I'm pretending to dance, but I didn't hear the audio, so I'm hoping it went out live. But
yeah, ever since the comm reset we did before the show, I stopped hearing program audio.
So, sweet. You know,
I wasn't going to say anything till the end. But,
yeah, it's
know.
All good. But I was ready to dance. And
I saw a video play.
The video went, and I couldn't hear anything. And I'm like, what is the world coming to? Hey, it's still preseason technically. So it's preseason for everybody.
That's fine.
I like it. So, Corey.
I could tell you exactly in that video what the music sounds like. It's really hilarious.
It is
I watched
weird.
The video, and I was like,
it is kind of weird, what that is. Right? I could hear Mike's voice through the glass here in the studio, so it was all good. Hey, Corey, did you know that Cheesehead TV has an app?
Oh, yeah. We got thousands of people on this thing. It's crazy.
That's kind of crazy to me. Thousands of people have downloaded the Cheesehead TV app.
Yep.
But you know what?
We got like,
there are so many more people that could download the Cheesehead TV app and
That's
should.
Right.
It's available on all the places you get apps, whether it's Android, whether it's Apple. Go do it. Jeremy, roll this quick video that I put up on my phone. I'll admit Jeremy might not have it.
Oh.
Oh, boy. We forgot.
Way to put that on your phone, Nagler.
I did. It's right there in the live show creator. It's ready to go. Oh, but anyway.
Gotcha. This show is totally going.
It's off the rails. But anyway,
now.
You should definitely download the Cheesehead TV app.
We have it on Android and iOS. It's very nice. You can always see, you can just go to it. You got the latest video. You don't have to search anywhere. It's pretty cool.
And what I love about it, here's my thing. It's got the schedule, right? It's got
articles.
The video. It's got the podcast. And it's also got Packer World, which to me is the most unique thing. Because if you go to Green Bay Press Gazette, if you go to ESPN, if you go to The Athletic, you only get their content. On our app, you get all the content. You get everything.
Yep.
Packer World, you get... Obviously, there's the Cheesehead TV content, and there's plenty of it. But if you want Rob's latest article, you want the latest thing from the Green Bay Press Gazette, whether that's Spoon, whether it's Pete Doherty, whoever, Ryan Wood, what have you, it's all there.
Yeah, it's
all
our stuff, but it's Packer stuff.
Shop. So download yourself the Cheesehead TV app. And Corey, you know what else is going on at Cheesehead TV and other environs around these here internet parts?
What's happening?
New shows! Oh my God, there are so many new shows.
Holy man, it's like the Netflix. It's like Netflix took over the Packers fandom.
It kind of is,
so
right?
Many new shows.
We got Carry the G with AJ Dillon.
This is gonna be fun.
Mondays, every Monday, starting next week, next Monday. Carry the G with AJ Dillon is gonna be a lot of fun.
About that.
Obviously, the following week it'll be on Tuesday because they have a Monday night game. But
yep,
Carry the G, AJ Dillon is gonna be a ton of fun. Myself, Corey, AJ, and a panel, a rotating panel of Cheesehead TV regulars and friends going to be joining us each and every Monday evening. So be sure you're subscribing to Cheesehead TV so you're ready for that. Speaking of Cheesehead TV, Pax, what she said, their 1 month, there it is, Pax, what she said, every month they're going to be live. They'll be live next Tuesday night after the Saints game. They're going to be live talking about everything they saw week one, everything going forward.
Nice.
Pax, what she said, usually the first Tuesday of every month. This month they wanted to wait until after the first game. So they'll be live. Make sure you check Maggie and Perry out and listen to their podcast. Their podcast is awesome. Pax, what she said is phenomenal stuff. You know, but stretching out beyond Cheesehead TV, Tom Grossi has enlisted Kurt Benkert. Grossi and Benkert, they've already started, man.
Yeah, they started.
They already had their first episode. I mean, look at this. Grossi, Benkert, that's good stuff. Although, you pointed out, I don't know what's going on. Jeremy, can you throw that back up? I don't know what's going on with the football there. Like, there's a football growing out of the back of Tom's head. Not sure what that's about.
Yeah, what's going on with that? Somebody should tell him about that.
I get that, like, Kurt's, like, throwing it. And he's number six
Kurt's
now,
throwing
so
it, but he's
going to
hit Tom
that.
In the head. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. A lot going on there. Game on, Wisconsin. Had their debut episode of the MVS show last night.
I watched it.
Show on Game On Wisconsin. Make sure you check that out. Good stuff from the Game On crew with, let's face it, a player who is going to have a phenomenal year. And, of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the Matt Ramage show. Now, look.
Oh.
I saw a graphic where it said, like, Matt Ramage every Tuesday and Thursday. But this dude is live, like, every night. Like, every night. So I don't know what the schedule is.
He's hilarious.
But check out Matt Ramage. I tell you what, Corey. We have gotten to know Matt throughout this offseason, like, for the first time, really. Like, I've always kind of known of him.
Yeah.
Kind of on, you know, just I've watched his social, whatever. But, man, I got to have lunch with him during training camp, and I know he stopped by the house a couple weeks ago for you. And, dude, this guy is the best. I love Matt Ramage. Talk about just getting it as a fan. The idea of not taking it so seriously, really loving the team and the game and really rooting for the team rather than trying to, like, break everything down and be a realist and just – understanding the escapist aspect of it. I love Matt. Matt is thebomb.com. So check out Matt's stuff because
his show
phenomenal.
His show is like, you know how, like, you know that bar you go to on, like, Tuesday or Wednesday night? What I'm talking about.
I go to bars on Tuesdays and Wednesday nights.
Yeah. You know,
the
collective you,
yes,
Nagler.
Of course.
The collective you, okay?
Right. The collective you.
But in Wisconsin, there's that bar you go to on Tuesday or Wednesday nights that's, like, you know, I think some would say might be called a dive bar.
Right.
Matt's show is like, it's like the Wisconsin sports dive bar, you know? It's that place. And hear
really
me out.
Good.
I'm saying
no,
this,
I
this
totally
is a positive,
agree. Everything you're
right?
about to say, I totally
it's
agree.
It's like, you know, it's like you go in there. It's like Merrick's, okay, in Green Bay.
Right.
Where you can still get bone-in perch. The Ooh. Bar is so dark you can't even fucking see
That's
anybody.
That's what I'm talking about. Yep.
It's got, like, wood paneling,
yep.
but, like, they haven't really cleaned, like, once a month, you know? They kind of do it, like, once a quarter, so you can still kind of smell everybody who's been around.
So
you know what
good.
I mean? It's just got that vibe. Like, you don't know what's going to break. You don't know what he's going to say. You don't know if somebody's going to tweet him. He's not going to pay attention to you.
Right.
You know, it's just fun. It's
yep.
It's just like a free-for-all.
Yep.
It's great.
I know. I love it. I absolutely love it. I could not agree more. Those are all new shows. And I'm sure, look, I'm sure there are plenty of other gigs and shows. I mean, hell, it seems like every player on the roster has a show at this point. But
yep.
obviously, check out all of those. Friends of show, all of them. Great stuff. I hope everyone has a ball this year checking out all this content. And isn't it funny, Corey, how remember like when we started this thing all those years ago back in 2007, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know how is like local television had all the players?
Yep.
Now it's all the players on online shows. And yep. like local TV basically has nothing. It's just kind of funny to me how like that whole trajectory, we've watched it play out. Now here we are, and like all these online outlets have players lined up. I love it. I absolutely love it.
It's great. It's great. It's a great fan base, and they deserve the, all the players being able to like listen to the players. They treat the players
and
well,
so
it's
with
like
them and yeah, and get yeah, it's like great. Connection to yeah,
it's cool,
phenomenal. I know everyone's probably out there like really disappointed we're not ripping on people because that's probably what we're known for. But you know what? It's the beginning of the year. A lot.
I
of
have
hope.
A reputation. A lot to of hope out. To. I have a reputation to unpack, Nagler.
Fair point. Fair point. Okay, Corey, you ready? Let's talk to some people. Let's get this.
Yeah, we're ready.
Let's get
we got
this going.
Queued up.
You got the queue going.
Let's do it.
All right,
yeah,
hit me.
We got the queue going. Go ahead. We got Chip Skylamps, the first one. Just making sure the graphics team's following me. Oh, let me get my thing.
Chip Skylamp, there you go. The boys
Chip
are back.
Chip Skylamp, the boys are back in metaphorical town, but really it's good to see you guys back. Thanks, Skip, for the super chat.
Thanks,
appreciate
Skip.
That. Then we got Big Daddy Cool Breeze.
Big Daddy Cool Breeze.
Here's my contribution to the send Corey across the street to get a customized Ant Gert jersey. All right.
Oh,
noted.
Dope idea.
Actually, you know what? This year my mom asked me for a jersey. I need to go over there and get her one. I don't know who to get her, though, because she doesn't know a lot about the Packers, but the fact that she actually wants a jersey
is like a
whole thing.
Get her a Jordan Love jersey. Come on. Get prep for the future.
I kind of feel like that's what I need to do. But she's going to be like, he's not even playing. And I'm going to be like, just wait.
Right.
You know? Overshadow Sean.
What's up, Overshadow?
Go, Pack, go. Packer Transplants is back. Now it feels like football season. Let's rock and roll. Whew. What's up, Overshadow? Jeff Smith. Agree on O-line. Starting two rookies, replacing two All-Pros has me worried. But 12 in play calling can cover up. Yes,
yeah,
they
and
can.
That's the thing. That's what I was talking about, Corey, when we did our kind of Homer meter, right? I mean, there's no doubt it's I'm not gonna say a worry, because why would you worry about it, right? Like end of the day, it's whatever's gonna happen is gonna happen. But yeah, they're gonna take their lumps. We heard Aaron talking about it today when it came to Josh Myers. Like, whether it's Royce Newman, whether it's Josh Myers, you've got two really young guys up there up front trying to protect your three-time MVP quarterback, and there are going to be unscouted things. There's going to be learning curves. There's going to be growing pains. You're just gonna have to take that, you know. And I know that it feels weird because the Packers have had such good offensive line play, and I suspect they still will, but there will undoubtedly be moments where we're like, ooh, there's the youth, there's the yep. youth kind of, you know, showing itself, so to speak.
Andres Amaya. Andres, what's up, man? He made a lot of animations for me over the years.
Oh, yeah,
in Canada,
I remember him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's from Mexico. Andres, what's up?
What's up,
man? It is wild how last year Rodgers had no weapons, and now we probably have the number one offense in the league.
Funny
sweet,
how that
sweet
works,
engagement.
Huh?
Engagement.
It's almost like they know what they're doing.
It is hilarious.
Sweet, sweet engagement.
Overshadow Sean and Pappy. So we added to the Pappy Fund, which now stands at $1 million. So
I mean,
we'll
we're so far past the
we're
Pappies.
We're really not, Nagler.
We're way past Pappies.
Nagler.
We've moved on. We're to Nagler. The PS5 Fund, because everyone wants me to get a PS5 so
Nagler.
I can, so that Grossi has no more excuses to get his ass whooped. That's where
hands down, the worst subject you had in school was math, okay? So let's slow down.
I was
okay?
told there'd be no math.
Luke Carnes, what's up, man? Thank you for carrying the G all these years. What's up, Luke? Thanks for Super Chat. Jeff Smith, I don't hate on Kevin King. I have just thought he does not have the hips or quick twitch to play corner. Have thought he might make a better safety.
Yes and no. I mean, I don't hate the idea, but man, the fact that he's been so brittle throughout his career, I get wanting his eyes on the ball carrier, what have you, at the safety position. And he certainly has shown he's not afraid to throw himself around. Go back and watch that game in Dallas a couple years ago where he takes down Ezekiel Elliott in the backfield on a swing route. I mean, the man is not afraid to be physical, but he certainly can't seem to hold up. So I'm not sure how a move to safety helps in that regard. I get the quick twitch thing, the reason the Packers like him, obviously, is because of his ability. The potential is there for him to really disrupt guys at the line of scrimmage with his length. But he so rarely does it, especially last year. He's got to get back to that. And we've heard Matt talk about it a number of times as far as controlling the receiver at the line of scrimmage, especially on third and three. And I understand he's probably worried about getting beat deep. Scotty Miller obviously made that come to life. But, when he gets his hands on a guy, he's a problem. And I just wish he'd do that more, because I think that's the strength of his game.
Sorry, I just saw a really funny chat that I just added. Where'd I leave off? Oh, Caleb M. I'm thinking Rashawn Gary will lead the team in sacks this year.
I would very much agree with that sentiment. You never really know the ebbs and flows of the game, how that's going to work. Sometimes pressures can be up and sacks can be down, etc. But yes, I would expect Rashawn Gary to have a very productive year, both in pressures and sacks, no doubt.
Andrew Ware, football is back. Number 14 this year. Is Tay on a Hall of Fame path? And if so, how much more skewed does that make Sharp not being in? Go Pack, go Pappies.
Well, what's crazy is that he came so close to breaking some of Sharp's records, and he's on pace. I saw on the dope sheet to break a couple maybe this Sunday. There's no doubt he's on a Hall of Fame pace, but that switch to from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love could dampen it. I mean, there's no denying it. But look, if there's a guy who's going to be able to keep producing no matter who the quarterback is, it's Davante Adams. Don't look any further than the job he did when Brett Hundley came in. I mean, everyone else, including Jordy Nelson, kind of fell off the map. Drop passes, bad routes, whatever. You look at Davante. The guy just kept producing. So, yeah.
True story.
The switch to Jordan will be, I would expect to be a bit of a dip numbers wise, but man, there's no denying his greatness. That is 100% fact.
Overshadow Sean. That's right. The return of that venerable $5 super chat. that's funny. Andrew Renthaler. Cheesehead TV is life. This is the way. There you go.
Thank you, sir. This is the way, no doubt.
Matt Mamba, rebrand Packers Trivia to Packers Jeopardy to lure Aaron Rodgers to Cheesehead TV. I'm on board with this.
He ain't never coming over to Cheesehead TV.
I'm on board with this. If enough people retweeted him, he would do it.
Never gonna happen.
I bet you, Nagler. I bet you, if we made a tweet with enough retweets and likes, he might come on the show.
Never once. Never ever gonna happen.
He cares about his fans, Nagler. I'm just gonna tell you that right now.
Okay.
I think he cares about his fans more than he doesn't like you. That's my bet. Robin Lorenz, underage Packers rules. I couldn't agree with you
Shout
more.
Shout out underage to Packers. Hey.
Underage Packers.
If you haven't yet, all of you Packers fans out there, check out their interview with Rob Domofsky. Outstanding stuff. Phenomenal. Phenomenal episode. Underage Packers. Thumbs up.
What do I got? Go Pack Go 297. Hey guys, going to Green Bay on the 19th of the Lions game on the 20th. You know any places to hit to have a good time before the game?
Yes. Make sure you check out Aaron Negler's top 5 things to do in Green Bay, because that will be up by the time you get there. It'll be on the YouTube channel. It's not up yet, but it will be. So make sure that's in the business. We call that a tease.
So you got to subscribe to see it, by the way. Come on.
Subscribe.
Let's do it. Just subscribe.
Hit subscribe, people.
Popeye's beef. I am very excited for the season. Thanks for everything. Hopefully see you in happy hour. Finally, PS5 fund.
There you go. See? The PS5 fund.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing that I have a problem with. You can't just make up a fund.
The audience did, Corey.
The audience can't just make up a fund.
It's their money. They can make it whatever they want.
I mean, I guess. I mean,
we
you know
need
what I'm
ledgers.
Saying? I
got, we need books. We need. I got, we need spreadsheets. We know, like, this is Pappy's. This is PS5.
That's a lot of work.
This is sending Aaron and Corey to London when the Packers eventually play there. You know, it's
too much work.
The possibilities are endless. We're only limited by the audience's imagination. That's where we're
Nagler.
At.
Yeah. We got Kyle. Kyle has a very important question.
What's up, okay? Kyle? All right.
When Aaron Rodgers is back next year, Nagler said he'd get Violet a dog. I need it in a transplants episode so he can't deny it.
Wait, so when did I say this? Because I don't ever remember saying I get Violet a dog. Olive is the one who's been pining for a dog. So first off, your detective work is suspect. Second of all, I never said that if Aaron Rodgers is back next year, I'd get Olive a dog. Third, no fucking chance I'm getting Olive a dog. All right. Thanks for playing.
That's all I got.
Phenomenal. All right. So, Corey, I need your prediction
next,
for this.
Next
oh,
week
whoa,
we'll try
whoa,
to
we
get...
We got a couple late
oh, we
late
do?
Super
what
chats.
Happened?
Yep.
Oh,
we
wait,
Adam
wait,
Meyer
wait,
and
sorry.
Go Pat Go 297.
Sorry. All right. Hold on. I'm adding him. There we go. I got right. Adam Meyer. Here we go. Adam Meyer. And next week we're going to try to have Facebook. So all of you on Facebook that give us chats, we'll try to have some Facebook. We had a little bit of glitch happen. Adam Meyer, how do you feel about the 17th game potentially leading to numerous longstanding team and NFL records being broken? Is this asterisk territory? Very good question, Adam.
No, it's not. Because, look, does that mean you put on an asterisk out of all of the records that have been set since they expanded to 16 games? You know? Does that mean that... you know, everyone who played in the 50s and 60s still hold all the records? Like, no, that's part of the league. You know, they want to expand, and the 17 games will undoubtedly lead to 18 games, and I do think that's where the cap will be. But, yeah, there will be records that fall because of it. There's no doubt about that. But records are made to be broken, right? But
true
look,
that.
The push is to make more money. There's zero question about that. That's why they want more games. But yeah, no, it's not an asterisk. That's just the evolution of the NFL. Like, there's no doubt that, you know, guys who played in the 50s and 60s, I'm Jim Taylor. Jim Taylor bitched high days on end about Amon Green breaking his record. Well, Amon Green played in a ton more games. So, you know, that's just, again, circle of life.
That's what happens.
Stuff.
Yep.
No doubt.
So we got GoPack Go 297. Thanks a lot. Looking forward to that list. That's your top five list.
I got it. Yep.
Then I'm we on. Got Big B. Big B in all caps.
Big
you said that,
B.
Nagler. Nagler, you said that. Hundreds of people saw you, Nagler, according to everybody in the chat, by the way.
I don't remember saying that. I'm going to need a video clip. Apparently, this is on video somewhere. I'm going to need evidence.
You said it to hundreds of people. We got Overshadow Sean. Thanks, Overshadow Sean. Team Pappies is greater than Team PS5. I couldn't agree with you more.
Totally agree.
And, so then we got Luke with the last one, $5 for Corey's mom's jersey and $5 for PS5 fund. I appreciate
phenomenal.
That, Luke.
Phenomenal.
Here we are, just starting funds up in this piece. You know
funds,
what I'm saying?
See? Mom's jersey.
I can't hate on it.
The mom's jersey fund. See, it's what the audience wants.
I still
let
don't
the
think
audience
what I,
drive. That's my
I still feel like she's going to be disappointed in me if I get her a love jersey, not because she doesn't like love, but just because she wants a player that's playing she can root for.
You know what you we know should what do? We
she
should
wants hit, to feel included.
We should so hit up our friends at the Packers Pro Shop, who also, shout out to the Packers Pro Shop for sending those jerseys over. Holy cow, that was really nice. We should get her a throwback jersey, one of the 50s classics that they sent us.
Okay. I don't. That's not her vibe, though.
I feel you. I'm just saying, it's a jersey.
Pork, you know? Porkmaster, we don't have to put it in graphics, but Porkmaster said, Grassi got Benkert. Are you getting TBLS to compete?
I know. Well, isn't TBLS injured? Like, yeah, thumb injury, didn't he? Man. TBLS.
That's funny.
TBLS.
TBLS. You can lay it all on me.
I love it. I love it. All right, Banky, let's get out of here before we sing more. Do you got anything
let's
else for
it.
The fine people? I do want to give a shout-out to all our Patreon members and supporters. You guys are amazing. I'll tell you what. Every week we do happy hour during the off-season. During the off-season, we're literally doing happy hours for Packers fans in the deep depths of an off-season.
Yes,
and people are showing up every week. It's amazing. You guys
from
are
from all
incredible.
Over the world. It's pretty crazy.
From all over the world. Charlene. I know Charlene's here somewhere.
Charlene.
She gave me a shout-out on Packers Daily this morning. She's amazing. She's up at 5 a.m. to watch Packer transplants. That's insane. But Patreon members, you guys are like the lifeblood of Cheesehead TV, and we can't thank you enough. And I did want to play this video that I found when I was like talking about Patreon, blah, blah, blah. And I totally forgot we
oh,
did this.
Dear.
This
Why
is
are you
the
playing
welcome
this?
Video
no one wants to see
that
this.
People who have not joined Patreon are greeted
hey.
With. I love the fact that I love everything about this video, including the fact that Corey's mic clearly isn't on. Which we just said, like, okay, fine, whatever, we'll deal with it. And then
I hate this
Corey's
video.
Marionette ability here is amazing. Play
I
it,
really
Jeremy.
Don't like this video.
What's up, everyone? I'm Aaron Nagler.
And I'm Corey Banky.
We are Cheesehead TV. We're a website, podcast. We do videos all throughout football season and the off season. We do it all, and we can't thank you guys enough for even considering giving us $5 a month to support everything we do around the Green Bay Packers. Because what are we, Corey?
Devoted to Green Bay Packer fans worldwide.
Needless to say, I think it's time to do a new Patreon intro.
That video is creepy.
I know.
That video creeps me out.
It's so good. I love it so much. Anyway, any final words for the folks out there on the internet, Corey?
Yeah, 1-0.
That's
Let's
it.
Let's do this.
That's it. That's what I'm talking about. That'll do it for this episode of Packer Transplants Live. We'd like to thank everyone who makes Cheesehead TV part of their daily Packers routine. We know there is a ton of stuff out there. There is a lot of content for you to consume when it comes to the green and gold. And the fact that you make Cheesehead TV even a small part of your routine when it comes to loving the Green Bay Packers really means the world to us. We are and will always be devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide.
What do we like to do? Put the best what out there. Come on, Nagler, help me out. Best five, all right? Best five.